Hey everyone, welcome back to Come Over Chaos. This is your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today, self-compassion. I mean, who hasn't felt that sting of harsh self-criticism when things get tough, right? Ever found yourself beating yourself up over a mistake or comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel on social media? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a better way to navigate stress and setbacks? What if instead of turning the inner critic volume up, we learn to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just like we would treat a dear friend going through a rough patch? That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion. So buckle up, because today we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. You know that feeling when you're stressed out and everything feels overwhelming? You might start to spiral into negative thoughts, telling yourself things like, I can't handle this, or I'm such a failure. Sound familiar? That's where the inner critic kicks in, amping up the anxiety and making it harder to cope. But here is the thing. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging those difficulties with kindness and understanding, rather than judgment and harshness. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes or tell them they're not good enough? Of course not. You'd offer support, empathy, and encouragement. Now apply that same level of compassion to yourself. Takeaway number 1. Recognize your suffering. Don't try to numb it or pretend it doesn't exist. Accept that life throws curveballs, and sometimes things are just plain hard. Allow yourself to feel the emotions that come up, even the tough ones like sadness, frustration, or anger. Takeaway number 2. Treat yourself with kindness. When those negative self-talk spirals start, gently interrupt them with words of compassion. Replace I'm so stupid for messing that up with something like everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Takeaway number 3. Remember you're not alone. We all struggle, everyone faces challenges. Connect with others, share your experiences, and build a support system that fosters understanding and encouragement. Takeaway number 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from those negative thought loops. Focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, and savor the little things that bring you joy. Takeaway number 5. Remember your strengths. Don't focus solely on what you perceive as shortcomings. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, and acknowledge the positive qualities that make you unique. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's prepping for a big presentation at work. She's feeling anxious, her mind racing with what ifs, and she catches herself thinking, I'm going to mess this up, I'm not good enough. But then, she takes a moment to breathe, reminds herself that everyone gets nervous, and focuses on the preparation she's already put in. Instead of spiraling into self-doubt, Sarah approaches the presentation with a newfound sense of calm and confidence, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, she's capable and deserving of kindness regardless of the outcome. See? It's all about shifting that perspective. Self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate stress with resilience, embrace challenges with courage, and show up for ourselves and others in a more authentic and compassionate way. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Remember those key takeaways. Recognize your suffering, treat yourself with kindness, know you're not alone, practice mindfulness, and celebrate your strengths. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and keep showing up for you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-compassion in their life. And if this resonated with you, leave a review, it helps others discover the power of calm over chaos. Until next time, keep striving for peace amidst the chaos, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.